You're with SBS Radio.
It's a report of whaingoina o le indefinite despair. Na ta ua I le mōli mawina o nisi o tangata sulu whaina rū I se tūlanga e waaia I tangata e sā waaina e a wala I le whaatāu ngā po o le torture. Na sā noa le peresitene o le whaalaputuputo ngā fōma I le Medicine Sans Frontiers po Doctors Without Borders, Stuart Condon, wā o I se tūlanga u manatua I nisi wale o to ia I so lātou whaamoemoe.
What our data show is that the mental health situation on Nauru is nothing short of disastrous. In fact, the mental health situation and suffering is amongst the most severe that MSF has seen around the world, including in projects providing care for victims of torture. One of the most alarming findings is the rate of suicidal behaviour. MSF's data show that our asylum seeker and refugee patients, 60% of them had suicidal thoughts and 30% had attempted suicide.
O le fōmai o lo ngafa mamata upu ili mālo pēne na ngafa mamata upu ili mālo loina wha ale mafau fau o tangata sulu wha I nā rū o le tamaita I o Dr. Christine Rufina mana I a wha alia le tūlanga wha ale tonu na o iai nisi ua le o to iai se wha moe moe.
With hopelessness comes an inability to cope with the horrors of the past and with the daily stress of life under indefinite detention. Such loss was evident among the 12 of our patients, mostly children, who developed resignation syndrome, a form of depression so severe that they withdrew from life and entered a semi-comatose state.
Nasauno foi Dr. Rufina olo oilo lele tangata sulu faina ru olo fa ngaina ilato e mawai tupe le fainga malo ina ru matu le yai finonga fa politiki I Australia nei.
They know very well they are being used as pawns by one government to make a point and another government to make a profit. This sense of injustice further stripped refugees of their health, their humanity and their dignity.
O se tasio sui o le pālimene o lo tū leia mālosi le maue a veesea o mamaita maiti mao lātou a inga mai nā rū o le sui tūtu o tasio Wentworth, Karen Phelps. Ilana tū la fono tau whaofi le pālimene wa ia vāla awai I le mālo tele ina ia a veesea mai se teimi vave ta maiti mao lātou a inga mai nā rū.
There have been recent reports of a dramatic escalation of children locked up in Nauru with symptoms of traumatic withdrawal syndrome. This is a life-threatening condition where children withdraw from school and play, stop interacting, and eventually stop eating and drinking. Parents are becoming desperate for help as they try to force food and water into the limp bodies of their children. Regardless of opinions on offshore processing, Australia must not fail to provide critically ill people, and particularly children in its care, with urgent medical treatment, especially when the Australian government policy of indefinite detention has caused or seriously exacerbated physical and psychiatric illness.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.